we might get done a little early this morning. Just maybe, if the Holy Spirit let us. We're going to move into our scripture. And we're coming to you from two translations this morning. And also, not only two translations, but we're reading it in its full context this morning. I'm a believer of reading the full context of a scripture to get a little better understanding. Our first scripture will come from Romans, the 8th chapter of Romans. It will be from the 1st to the 11th verse. 8th chapter of Romans, 1st to the 11th verse. And I'm going to take myself off the screen and make it large so that you can see, amen, the word. Amen. And if you can't see it, or get your Bibles, or you can get your own phone app or tablet. All right. So let us look at this and see what thus saith the Lord. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Ooh, life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The 11th and final verse, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also, say, somebody ought to get that, shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Let's read that again. This time we're going to read it in English translation. I like the Lexingham English Bible. And real quick, the reason I like that is because it is a community consortium collection of individuals who done this particular translation. It wasn't just a small group. It's a large group of scholars who made this translation, and they do all they can to translate it into today's English without too many fillers to get the meaning or the explanation out of it. And the translation is done directly from the original text. And they are scholars of the original text, and they work together to make this translation. So I love this translation because it gives us today's meaning without too many additional fillers, and keeping it as close to the original text as possible. So I really love the Lexingham English Bible. And it reads, "Consequently, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what was impossible for the law, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and concerning sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the requirement of the law would be fulfilled in us, who do not live according, to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Is there anybody living according to the Spirit? "For those who are living according to the flesh are intent on the things of the flesh. But those who are living according to the Spirit are intent on the things of the Spirit. For the mindset," somebody ought to say the mindset. "For the mindset of the flesh is death. But the mindset," somebody ought to say mindset. The mindset of the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset," somebody ought to say mindset again, "of the flesh is enmity toward God. For it is not subject to the law of God, for it is not able to do so. But those who are in the flesh are not able to please God. But you are not in the flesh." Tell somebody, text somebody, I'm not in the flesh. Woo! "I'm not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, this person does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, the body is dead." My body's dead because of sin. "But the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Final verse. "And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you, the one who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also make you alive, your mortal bodies, through his Spirit who lives in you. If I can just give you a thought on today, amen, it will be a miraculous mindset. A miraculous mindset. Let that just meditate. Let that just meditate. A miraculous mindset. A miraculous mindset. A miraculous mindset. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ, we come, O God, humbly before thee, just thinking on you, O God, just looking to the hills from which cometh our help, realizing our help and our strength come from you. God, we can do nothing without you, but through Christ Jesus, we know all things are possible. So, God, we're leaning on you now. We're trusting you now. Oh, we trust you in all things. We trust you, O God, in this word, in this study, in this hour, O God, but we trust you in our life. We trust you, oh God, in our homes. We trust you in our church, in our jobs. Oh God, we trust you up and down the highways, God, in the airplanes, in the hospitals. Oh God, in the nursing homes. God, we trust you. Oh God, in the doctor's office. God, we trust you. In the grocery store, God, we trust you. We trust you now. So God, we're looking to you to do it for us, God. We're looking to you to anoint us, to give us your Holy Spirit, God, to dwell within us in the name of Jesus. Help us and guide us along the way and help us to do the things that you have us to do. Help us to say the things you have us to say. Help us to walk the way you have us to walk. Help us to talk the way that you want us to talk. God, give us your living power that we can live according to your will and not our own will. Give us that miraculous mindset of you. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are on our sick list, oh God, those that are on our prayer list, those that are on our grieving list, God, we ask, God, that you just continue to bless them, God. And those that are not on the list, God, we ask that you reach out and touch, God. We're not going to ask that you go there because we know, God, that you're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. You're already there, God. Oh, God, just move, oh, God, and do your will and have it your way, oh, God. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Not because we ask, God, but because of your grace and because of your mercy. God, that one that has pain in the body, God, do it for him in the name of Jesus. God, diabetes, oh God, regulate it. Cancer, remiss it. God, do it for him in the name of Jesus. Oh God, high blood pressure, bring it down. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Low blood pressure, bring it up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, all ailments of the body, oh God, bring it under control. God, you spoke to the wind. God, you can speak to our health. And God, the racism and the discrimination and the violence and, oh God, all the turmoil that's going on in the world. God, we know that you have all things in your hand, that you have it all under your control. Oh God, but we ask that you just look on your people, look on your children and protect us and keep us, oh God. Oh God, that we may walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, but God, we will fear no evil, for you're with us, God, and your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, do it for us, Lord. And now in this hour, at this very moment, as we sit before your people, and God, that you give us a word from on high that we may edify your people and edify your church, that you might be glorified. Father, help us now. God, that we're weak and we're weakened vessels. Oh, God, but with your Holy Ghost, God, you can strengthen us. With your Holy Ghost, God, you can anoint us. With your Holy Ghost, God, oh, you can empower us. And God, we are waiting now, God. Oh, God, patiently, God, that you may do it, oh, God, and do it at your will and your calling, God. Oh, let the words that is manifest out of my mouth, oh God, be acceptable in your sight, oh God. Oh God, we humble ourselves before you, oh God, that you just do a work in your people. Bless them now, all that are listening and all that will tune in. And oh God, wherever it may be, God, just do it, God, on their behalf. You know what they ask for. You know what the number of hairs up on their head. You know all about it, God. You know about their issues. You know about their situations, God. You know about their dilemma. God, we ask for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we claim it now. We claim the victory right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we claim it and we say that it's already done. The pain is already removed. The diabetes has already been delivered. And the high blood pressure has already been healed. Oh, God, the cancer has already been canceled. It's been done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we claim it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. A miraculous mindset. A miraculous mindset. We're looking at the book of Romans. And Paul, in the 7th verse, had just talked about the frailties of the law and how the law could not save us. How the law was weak in the fact that it did not have the power to deliver us. Yet the law had its purpose and its time, and it showed us where we were weakened. It showed us where we were sinful, and it showed us where we were wrong, but yet the law couldn't do anything about our desperate situation. The law put us in a place of death. And now Paul is talking about how we are set free from the law of sin and death by the grace of Jesus Christ. And this, my brothers and sisters, I want to share with you how we must have a miraculous mindset. You see, around the 6th verse, where it says, "For the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset of the spirit is life and peace." Because going into the 7th verse, because the mindset of the flesh is enmity, not an enemy, enmity toward God. For it is not subject to the law of God. For it is not able to do so. There is a mindset, and we must realize that we have to have the right mindset. Oftentimes I explain, and I know my sons get tired of hearing this. I explain to them, like Christ, we are three in one. We are three parts, yet one. Jesus is the Son, and God is the Father, and the Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost. So it's the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, or it is the Son of Jesus, and it is God. God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the three is one. And like the Holy Spirit, we're often it's said we're mind, body, and soul. But the way I see it, that is out of order. It's not mind, don't come first. And the body don't come second. And the soul definitely shouldn't be last. Well, what order do you think, Pastor Hodge, that it should be in? Then a lot of times, let me, I'm getting excited. I love the Word of God. I love talking Jesus. I love explaining the Word of God. I get excited. I have to calm down sometimes. A lot of times we operate in body, mind, soul. But yet that is the wrong order. We should operate in soul, mind, and body. This is what Paul is telling us. This is what Paul is letting us know. This is what Paul is letting us know. Our spirit should control our mind, and our mind should control our body. Our bodies shouldn't control the mind, and the mind shouldn't control the spirit. Because when the body is controlling the mind, that means you're operating in the flesh, because the flesh is in control of the mind, which suppresses the spirit. But then when the spirit is controlling the mind, you're operating in the spirit, because then the spirit controls the mind, which then controls the body. So a lot of times we like to operate in a place where the body is controlling the mind. Let me give you an example. Number one, if I have an ache and I have a pain, because of the body is in pain, if there's something that I have to do, I won't do it because my body is in pain. So my body is telling my mind what to do, which is suppressing what the spirit has for me to do. So when I'm in that place, I am then operating in the flesh. Somebody say, well, I don't have pain. Well, let me tell you this. If your body says, I'm tired and I don't feel like it, amen, it tells the mind that you shouldn't do it because I'm tired and I shouldn't feel like it. So then the spirit is then suppressed and you don't get to do what it is that you ought to do. But let me tell you this, my beloved, if you operate in the spirit, then the spirit says, body, you might be tired. Spirit says, body, you might be aching. Spirit says, body, you might not feel like it. Spirit says, body, you might not think you're in the right condition, but I'm in control and I am telling the mind what to tell you to do. Amen. So if the mind do tell you what to do, then you ought to do it regardless of the pain, regardless of the heartache, regardless of the frustration, regardless, of the aches and pains and the feel likes, because now the spirit is in control. So when the enemy is coming against you, amen, the body may say, I don't want to deal with them talking about me. I don't want to deal with them trying to hurt me. They might kill me. Amen. But you got to go down like Stephen. Amen. Forgive them, for they know not what they do, because the spirit, amen, is in control. Amen. The Spirit says, go anyway. They might not want to hear what you got to say. They might not want to hear how you have to say it, but the Spirit says, go and tell them anyway. The Spirit says, go and do what you have to do. Amen. I want you to understand that when the body is in control, we are operating in the flesh. But when the Spirit is in control, you're operating in the Spirit. Paul once said, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. A miraculous mindset. We have to put ourselves, my brothers and sisters, in a place where the Spirit is in control. How do we know that we're operating in the Spirit? Well, let's look at the text. What do the text has to say about it? Second verse, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what was impossible for the law, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did. See, when we are operating in the flesh, oftentimes we're doing things that are really weak. It's temporary. It doesn't have a long-lasting sediment to it. It fails us. It don't have the strength. It don't have the power that it need to have to manifest itself to a place that you would be. But at the end, or in the midway of the third verse, he said, God did. See, when God does something, God does it in a complete and finishing way. God does things in a way that you cannot do it on your own. When your back is up against the wall and it works out for you, that check comes in the mail, or that pain just immediately goes away, that headache that you have just immediately goes away, that limp that you had in your leg goes away, oh, that back pain goes away. And man, you couldn't do it, but God did. They were trying to fire you off your job. Amen. But God blessed you into a business. God did. They were trying to push you out of the crowd, but God set you up into leadership. God did it. We have to get from the place of operating in the flesh, but go into the place of operating into the things of the Spirit. Paul says here, he says, in order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. See, the law was never abolished, but it was completed. When Christ died on the cross for your sins and my sins, Christ completed, he fulfilled the law. And the righteousness of the law, it says it here, the righteousness of the law is to be fulfilled in us. In other words, when we're operating in the Spirit, we will love God. Isn't that the first commandment of the law? We will love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And Christ said, upon these two hang all the rest of the laws. Because see, if you love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and then you love your neighbor as you love yourself, then you won't discriminate against your neighbor. You won't have jealousy against your neighbor. You won't have envy against your neighbor. You won't have racism. You won't have violence against your neighbor. You will love your neighbor. And I don't see too many people out there trying to cut themselves. I don't see too many people out there trying to shoot themselves. I don't see too many people out there trying to cuss themselves out. I don't see too many people trying to tell themselves off. I just don't see too many people out there trying to hurt themselves. So if you're not trying to do it to yourself, stop doing it to your neighbor. Love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if we can do these things, we're fulfilling it. Fulfilling the righteousness of the law. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A miraculous mindset. So, if we are operating not according to the flesh, but it says in the fifth verse, but those who are living according to the Spirit are intent on the things of the Spirit. That's a miraculous mindset. Let me help you out. Peter walked on water. Yeah. Jesus was walking on water, and they got fearful. They saw that there was a, they thought it was a ghost, and Peter said, Jesus, if that be you, bid me to come. So what happened is that then Peter stepped out the boat and walked to Jesus. He had a miraculous mindset at that moment, at that time, because he was operating in the Spirit. Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. I don't want to go if it ain't you, Jesus. I don't want to walk on it if it ain't you, Jesus. I'm not even going to take the chance if it's not you, Jesus. But if it's you, I will step out the boat. I understand there's some folks that's with me that are going to stay in the boat. They don't have the mindset to get out of the boat. They're just comfortable in the boat. But there's some folks, amen, that have the mindset to step out of the boat as long as I'm doing it with Jesus, as long as Jesus is with me, as long as I'm in the presence of Christ, as long as he's next to me and I can call on him, amen, as long as he's standing there, amen, you can step out that boat and make, amen, a miraculous move. You can defy gravity. Wait a minute, Hodge. One of the authors made an analogy, and I must take it and share it with you because it was a great analogy about the law of gravity. The law of gravity said, what goes up must come down. That's right, must come down. When you throw a ball in the air, gravity pulls it back to the ground. However, if you got a bird in your hand and you throw the bird in the air, because there's life in the bird can then flap his wings and defy gravity and fly. Amen. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, amen, you can be thrown up and you can defy gravity. Amen. Because, amen, gravity, the Holy Spirit will allow you to fly. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I am saying, amen, if you allow the Spirit to live in you as you go through this life, the things that try to pull you down, amen, if you got the Spirit on the inside of you, amen, you can still soar, amen, like an eagle. Amen. You don't have to be a pigeon, amen, on the ground. Amen. You can fly, amen, and soar in the air. Amen.
Sickness may get in the body, amen, but you can still soar. Amen. Health conditions, amen, cancer can get in the body, but you can still soar. Amen. I want you to understand pain may be wrecking in your body, but you can still soar. Amen. You might be talked about, but you can still soar. You might be put down, but you can still soar. You might be lied on, but you can still soar. I want you to look to the hills from which cometh your help, realizing your help and your strength come from the Lord, and soar. You have to let the Spirit live in you a miraculous mind, a miraculous mindset. Because if you don't have that miraculous mindset, it says for God, for it, it says for the mindset of the flesh is death. See, one thing about the flesh, the body, is that it will die. It's made of the dust. You remember in the book of Genesis, God said, let us make man in our likeness, in our own image and in our likeness. And he formed man out of the dust in the ground. And then God breathed the breath of life into man. And man then became a living soul. So we're just a living bag of dust. Yeah. Everything, amen, is going down but the word of God. We're just pilgrims in this land passing through. It's just temporary. And what you have to understand is what you see on this video camera right now on your screen, amen, what you see is just a bag of dust. And it will go back to the dust, to the earth, from which it came. And I want you to understand that what you see is not me, but I am the spirit that's on the inside. I'm not living body, mind, and soul, but I'm living by the soul, by the spirit, amen, so that I can live an everlasting life. Are you ready to live an everlasting life? Are you living the spirit that is an intent on the things of the spirit? You see, we get caught up on trying to correct other folks. We get caught up on trying to tell folks how they ought to live. And we get caught up on telling folks on how they ought to be. And we get caught up on telling folks how they should be. But my brothers and my sisters, I'm not here to tell you how you should live. I'm not going to tell you what you should do. I'm not going to tell you how you should do it. But I will tell you to allow the Spirit to instruct you. Let the Spirit guide you. Let the Spirit, not the flesh, but the Spirit to do it. Elder Hodge can't do it. Elder Hodge, hey, got to do it himself. Pastor Hodge got to fix himself. Got to work on himself. I got to correct myself. I got to worry about my own life. Because when I'm standing before Christ, amen, you're not going to be there. Amen. My mother's not going to be there. My father is not going to be there. Grandmother and granddaddy is not going to be there. My wife, as much as I love her, is not going to be there. My children is not going to be there. Amen. It's going to be me and me alone. So I got to work on me. So I'm in the business of correcting me. And all I want to do is bring you along the way. I'm not going to tell you how you should live is your life between you and your God. All I know is if you live by the Spirit, you can do the things that please God. But if you do the things of the flesh, the scripture says, those that are in the flesh are not able to please God. I just want to talk to you today. I just want to have a conversation with you today. I'm not here to put you down. I'm not here to bring you down. I'm not here to tell you you're not living the life that God expected of you. I don't know what the life of God is expected of you. I don't know what God has told you. I don't know how God has led you. I don't know how God is instructing you. All I know is if you operate in the spirit, if you operate in the miraculous mindset, if you operate in the miraculous mindset, God will lead you and guide you in the things of the spirit that you may fulfill the righteousness of the law. Paul says, if indeed the Spirit lives in you, and in the seventh verse, he said, because the mindset of the flesh is the enmity toward God. Now, a lot of people say enemy. It's not enemy. Let's have a look. Can I teach you something? Enmity means hatred. Hatred toward God. If you operate in the mindset of the flesh, you're operating in a hatred way toward God. You're actually hating on God. And I don't know if you want to be a God hater. I don't want to be a God hater. I want to be a God lover. I don't want to hate on God and have God, amen, against me and I'm against God. I want to be with him and I want him to be with me. Amen. So I will not have enmity toward God. So I'm not going to operate in my flesh, but in my spirit. Yeah. I'm going to operate in my flesh, not, but in my spirit. Yes. So my brothers and sisters, as we look at a miraculous mindset, Paul says, but if anyone does not have the Spirit, it does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, the body is dead. I killed my body a long time ago because of sin. But the spirit of life is because of righteousness. What is a miraculous mindset? A miraculous mindset, if you think about the miracles that Jesus performed, and when he left this earth, he said, I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you another comforter. Next Sunday, it's the Pentecostal Sunday. I'm not going to preach Pentecostal Sunday. Amen. But he said that, I'm going to send you another comforter. And you will have power and be witnesses. And if we look at scripture, after the day of Pentecost, Peter preached a message. And souls were saved. Peter had that miraculous mindset. And Peter went on to do the things of Christ. And Peter was able to heal the sick. And he was able to make the blind man see. If Peter was able, because Peter had the miraculous mindset. I have a preacher friend of mine that we talk from time to time. And we often say, if Peter could do it, why can't we do it? We need to have that miraculous mindset. Well, somebody might say, well, that was Peter in Peter's time. But even after Peter, Paul performed miracles. And he wasn't the one that walked with the disciples. He was one that was born in his own words, in due time. But he had a miraculous mindset. Church, I want you to know today that Jesus came to the earth and he died on the cross and he got up with all power in his hands and he sits on the right hand side of the Father and he's making intercession for you and I. And when he got up with all power, he didn't keep all the power to himself. We just have to have a miraculous mindset. We have to know that we know what we know. We have to believe what we believe, when we believe, how we believe. We have to know that Jesus have power. And Paul lets us know in this passage of scripture, he said, and if the spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, if that spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, the one that raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also make alive your mortal bodies through his spirit that lives in you. If that spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, can I repeat that? Lives in you. The one that raised Jesus from the dead. If it lives in you, if you have that miraculous mindset, amen, that same spirit can make alive your mortal body through his spirit that lives in you. The power that raised Jesus is in you. So you can speak to that pain by the spirit that lives in you. Talking about a miraculous mindset. You can speak to that sickness that lives in you. Talking about a miraculous mindset. You can speak to that heartache that is in you. Talking about a miraculous mindset. Amen. You can speak to the aches and pains. You can speak to the dilemma. You can speak to the distress. You can speak to the destruction. Amen. Because the spirit that lives in you, you can speak to it when you have a miraculous mindset. And I speak to it right now. Oh, God, I speak to it right now. Be ye removed from me, enemy. Amen. You do not have the authority of me. You don't have the authority of my people. Let my people go. Amen. You don't have the strength or the power that my God have. And that God power is in me. And I speak by that power right now that healing may come. Strength may come. Deliverance may come in the name of Jesus. Hi. Woo! Hallelujah. The power, the spirit is in you. You must have that miraculous mindset. You must have. I just wanted to talk today. I'm trying not to, but I feel so good. I feel good in my soul. That miraculous mindset. I'm going to cut off. But the spirit that raised Jesus, it's right here in our text, Can I bring it up? Let me give it a second. Let me bring it up again. I'll bring it up the King James Version. Amen. Let me just bring it up. Make me small. Get the word big up in here. Amen. Amen. Let's get down to that 11th verse. Amen. 11th verse, it says, but the spirit of him that raised, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. It is in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall be also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I got a miraculous mind. I can do it. I got a miraculous mind. I'm living, walking by the spirit and not by the flesh. I don't see it. I don't feel it, but I know that it's already done because of that miraculous spirit that is in me, is moving on my behalf. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Amen. God will do it. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh God, most heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come. Oh God, thanking you right now in the name of Jesus. We're looking to you, God. We're looking to you for us to walk by the Spirit and not of the flesh. Oh God, walk, live in us, oh God. Let your Spirit dwell in us. Saturate us, oh God, with your Spirit. Father, let us walk, guide us, teach us, oh, accordingly, God. Let us do the things of you, God, that we may, oh God, oh, manifest things, oh God, like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That heartache and that pain and, oh God, that dilemma and that issue of blood, oh God. Oh God, that hurt and, oh, that heartache, oh God. Oh God, let the Spirit, oh God, talk to it and speak to it and quicken us that we may be alive, that one day, oh God, that our mortal bodies may become immortal. Oh God, help us now in the name of Jesus. Do it for us, God. Do it for us. Do it for us. Do it for us. Do it for us. We call on your name. We call on your name in the name of Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Touch in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, God, I'm sorry, but I'm just so elated about, amen, the Spirit living in us, having that miraculous mind. We have a miraculous mindset, a miraculous mindset. We can believe in miracles. Miracles can happen in your life. Amen. If you are struggling right now with something in your life, if you're struggling with something that you don't know how to handle, we're going to pray with you that you get a relationship with Christ so that the Spirit of Christ can live in you. And if that Spirit is living you, then you will have, the strength. You will have the strength, amen, to call upon that Spirit that lives in you. And have that miraculous mindset. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me for all of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. I believe that you came on this earth. You came as sinful flesh, but you did not know sin. You was born of a Virgin Mary, yet you died on the cross for my sins, but you was raised on the third day with all power in your hands. Save me. I believe, God, that you are sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. Lord, save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I believe if you prayed that prayer with me that God saved you and blessed your soul. I believe that God is working something in you. Amen. That you are developing your miraculous mindset. It starts right now. Amen. I believe that it's available to you right now just by accepting him in your life. Grow in his grace. Amen. Grow in his grace because, amen, the Spirit has all power, and the Spirit lives in you, gives you power that your mortal body will become immortal. You can live a life of victory, an everlasting life. Amen. Your soul will never die. Trust the process. Trust the process. Love God. We love you. God bless you. Thank God for each and every one of you who has been blessed today. I hope that something was said that may encourage you to grow in his grace. Amen. That your mindset will develop, with the spirit and not of the flesh, and that you understand the difference of the spirit and the fleshly mind. The fleshly mind talks about things of hurt and pain, but the spirit talks about things of life, and we want to talk about life and how life can happen, because life is in Christ, and Christ is the life, and he is the truth, and that's where we need to go, and that's where we're going. We just need to have that miraculous mindset. We just have to have our mindset put in a place where we believe that he can and that he will. No matter what life gives us, we believe that he will. We thank God for you on this Sunday morning. We thank God for you. God bless you. Have a great week. And we hope that God continue to bless you. See you next Sunday. Share the link. Share the page. Share the website. Share the YouTube channel. Share Facebook. Share the Twitter. Share it. Let's reach as many people as we can. Let's reach through this internet, this technology, we can reach as many folks as we can. Let's do it. Let's do it together. You and I, partner with me. Let's tell the world to have a miraculous mindset. God bless you. Let's do our benediction. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
Call me.